Now that brings us to the third chapter of this very marvelous book. And I'm just going to get my foot in the door here, but let's go back and take a look at our timetable. And remember, a timetable, three things are important. The destination of the plane or train. You better get on the right one. And then the time it leaves and the time it arrives. Well, chapter one, his destination is Nineveh. He leaves Israel, arrives in the fish. Chapter two that we've looked at, his destination is still Nineveh. He leaves the fish. He arrives on the dry land. Now we've come to chapter three. His destination is still Nineveh. He leaves the dry land, and he's going to arrive in Nineveh. And this brings us now to this third chapter. Verse 1, and I'm reading. And the word of the Lord came unto Jonah the second time, saying, Arise, go unto Nineveh, that great city, and preach unto it the preaching that I bid thee. Now, I'll have time for only one thing to mention, and next time we're going to come back to this verse here. And that is, the important thing is, the word of the Lord came unto Jonah the second time. I was teaching the book of Jonah many years ago at a summer conference, and there was a school teacher there attending it, and she's a lovely person. But she always, after every session, would come down with a question. And school teachers could always ask me questions that I couldn't answer. And she came down one day with this one. She said, suppose that Jonah, after he got out of the fish, went back to Joppa and bought another ticket to go to Tarshish. What would have happened? Well, you know, I'd never heard it from that viewpoint before. And I said to the teacher, the best thing I could say, and I don't think I've changed my mind since then, I think there'd been a second fish waiting for him out there, but it wasn't necessary because he's already learned his lesson. He's going to Nineveh, friends. No question about that. That's where he's headed now. And the ticket he buys a train ticket or a plane ticket or some kind of ticket. He's going to Nineveh, and he's headed in that direction, the same as the prodigal son. Suppose that boy had said the next year to his dad, Dad, stake me again. I'm going to the far country. Do you think the father would have staked him? I think he would have. But the interesting thing is, boy didn't go to the far country. Why? Because he's a son of the father, and he didn't want to get in a pig pen again. God's children may get into sin, but they're sure not going to live in sin. And if they're going to live in sin, it's just like pigs. Pigs live in pig pens. Sons live in the father's house. And it's just that simple, friend, and just that important. Now, the word of the Lord came unto Jonah the second time. And that teacher asked me that question about what would have happened if he'd have headed for Tarshish on a second trip. Well, all I can say is there'd been another fish out there because this man's going to go to Nineveh. But he's already learned his lesson. And maybe this school teacher was having trouble with her pupils not learning. But God's pupils, his children, will learn the lessons. Now we're going to see the meaning of that word, the second time, that phrase, the second time. And that has become, to some people that have listened to the book of Jonah, has become the most meaningful statement there is in the scripture. And I hope it may be that to you next time, because many folk need this today. So until next time, may God richly bless you, my beloved.